Okay. Let's begin the sugya of Yayin. I'm hoping everybody is pretty much up to the next sugya of Shemen. The Maror Mekayim I gave out tonight cover the sugya of Shemen as well. I didn't write an order on how you should do it, but what you should probably do is after you learn the Gemara Rashi, you should see the Rambam, which is, I think, the last Maror Mekayim I wrote over there. And then, after you see the Rambam, you can see Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that's one above that. And then after that, read the Torah, just the Torah. So Machlokes Rishonim about the Maskanos HaGemara. If you want to see Bais Yosef, that's extra credit. But Al Kalpanim, the inside of the Torah, you should see. Okay, but let's discuss Yayin. So the Gemara said, the Gemara wanted to know why is it that Yayin deserves to have a Bayer Pri Agafen. And the Gemara goes through three steps. First, the Gemara wants to say because the Shtani, it changed, which presumably is going to remain the reason why it is that it's Hagafen. But the problem the Gemara has is that oil has the same quality. It's also a Shtani. So why is it then that it keeps its bracha and stays high? So the Gemara tries one thing, which it falls off of. So then the Gemara says that Chamra is Zayin, sort of falls off that too. Then the Gemara says Chamra is Soid. Chamra makes you full. The Gemara differentiates between a little or a lot, but if you drink a little wine, it makes you full. Now, at that point, it would seem like we settled it. And that's the reason why you make a Bayer Pri Agafen a wine, because it's Soid, and oil doesn't have that quality. Oil is nourishing, it's Zayin, but it's not Soid, it doesn't fill you up. But the Gemara has a kasha from a Pasuk, that the Pasuk seems to indicate that wine is not Soid, only bread is Soid, wine just makes you happy. And the Gemara answers that, no, that's not what the Pasuk means to say. Wine has two qualities, it makes you happy, and it makes you full, and bread only makes you full. So it would seem from the Gemara, if you read the Gemara Kapshuta, that is a parenthetical statement. In other words, we've already answered the question. You want to know why it is that wine is Hagafen and Shemen is not? That's because wine is Sayyid. Now, we have a pasuk that seems to contradict the fact that it's Sayyid, because it says bread is Sayyid and wine is Mesameach. No, the answer is wine happens to have another quality of Mesameach, but that quality of Mesameach doesn't seem necessary in this Gemara to explain why it's Agafen. That's not used to explain why it's Agafen. That's just used to explain that pasuk, right? So in the Seder of the way the Gemara goes, it would seem that that's not really necessary for the Maskanos HaGemara. If you want to understand why it is that wine is different than oil, you wouldn't say it because it makes you happy. That's the way I would have learned the Gemara if I would have read it Kepshuta. Rabbeinu Yonah over here, on this Gemara and on the Mishnah, both places, he says that the reason why you make a Hagafen on wine is because it's Sayyid and Misameach. So for whatever reason, I don't know why, but he chose to learn that you need the quality of Misameach as well. The Maskanos HaGemara. If you want to know why you make a Hagafen on wine, why is wine special? They make a Hagafen on it because it has two qualities. He says it's Sayyid, it fills you, and it's Misameach, and it makes you happy as well. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah says the Maskanos HaGemara. Now, there's a very possible Nafkamina over here, saying possible. You'll see in a second why it's not necessarily so, but there's a very possible Nafkamina as follows. Nafkamina would be, what is the halacha of grape juice? What is the halacha of grape juice? Grape juice is non-alcoholic, right? It has no alcohol in it. So it's certainly not misameach. And even halachically, it's not considered misameach, which means that the halacha is on Erev Tisha B'Av. Marminig is not to, but essentially, Me'ikar Hadin, you are allowed to drink grape juice. You are allowed to drink grape juice on Erev Tisha B'Av because it's not Misameach. It's not wine that's Misameach. You can drink it on Erev Tisha B'Av as well. So, it's not Misameach. So, what is the halacha if you drink wine which is not Misameach? You make a Hagafen on it. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, if it is a contingent on it being Misameach, this is not Misameach. Right now, you could argue that it's not really an afkamina or any other not, because you could say that the quality of sa'id also has to do with its alcohol content. Right? That could also be. In other words, wine is only sa'id because it's alcoholic. I don't have any proof to that, but it could be tzisvara. It could be that that's what causes it to fill. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, for misameach, that we know, misvara, and we also know we have a proof. Allah supports it, right? You're allowed to drink it on Erev Tisha B'Av. Soyed, I don't know. I don't know whether a grape juice has the quality of soy or not. So maybe, you know, I shouldn't bring in this Rabbeinu Yoina. But certainly, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, that you need misameach to make a bayar pi hagafen. Sameach is a quality which is necessary for bayar pi hagafen. So the question is, would you make a bayar pi hagafen on grape juice? So that's what was brought over here on this paper, the Shalos and Shuvos Minchas Shleimer from Shleimer Zalman, where he discusses this. Now he says, number one, really this is actually the wrong order as far as his tshuva is concerned. I think number one comes after number two, but let's just do it this way because for sake of understanding it's a little simpler. The tshuva itself is actually dealing with something totally else. The tshuva itself is dealing with what's the halacha with reconstituted grape juice. You see this sometimes, you know, you have this grape juice that's made from concentrate. So it turns out that what you're drinking is 75% water. I mean, it's always water, right? We're also all 75% water. But it's water that didn't naturally occur in the grape. It was removed and then artificially added. So that's his real shayla he's dealing with. Is that a bayar pi hagafen or not? That's the arichus in this tshuva. But in Teichat Varim, he discusses why is it that grape juice is bayar pi hagafen at all. So number one, he says, Zem is taber. Kiven de mitz asmai, loy ha yoroi levarachal bayar pi hagafen. Mitz itself, grape juice would not really be roi to make a bayar pi hagafen. Ilav mibnei she'omer achach lias yayin. The only reason why we can make a bayar pi hagafen on grape juice is because it's omer to become wine. Right, now why is it omer to become wine? Because if you leave it as is, it'll turn into wine. Right, it'll ferment and it'll become wine. V'gam lehedya mavur bereish perakeitz mavarchem, and it's clear in the beginning of perakeitz mavarchem that tam shem mavarchem al yayin bayar pi hagafen. The reason why you make a bayar pi hagafen on wine, who rak mishum dirshtan hallelujah, is because it got better. Disoyed vigam sameach, right? So he quotes, I mean, he doesn't say so, but he's quoting Rabbeinu Yoina that you need all three qualities: shtani, soyed, and mesameach. O pasher hadavar the kolza who rak l'achash inasi yain. It's only after it becomes wine that it makes you happy, and probably soyed. But he says shirak oz mesameach. He focuses on mesameach. Beloved mitanavim shu yain megita. But mitanavim grape juice is called yain megita, wine straight off the press. And that doesn't make you happy. Kedem mukhamizad shabasuda mafsekes al tishabav. The masuda mafsekes erev tishabav mutar mikadin lishas yain megita. It's mutar to drink wine that's just been pressed. Taych gemul yam ledrichase, as long as it's within 3 days and hasn't had a chance to ferment. Mishum hachtaim edeni mesameach. So it's clear it's not mesameach. So why do we make a bayar pi hagafen on grape juice? So he says because it's roi to become wine. Now, number two, he explains this a little better.
Do you drink it after it was pressed within 3 days, or it has been pressed?
The halacha of Erev Tisha B'Av? Yes. Once 3 days pass, it starts to ferment. So it's only within 3 days. Well, our grape juice has been treated, though, that it shouldn't ferment. It's been...
Is it like this?
It's equivalent to this, right. The time doesn't make a difference anymore. It's been cooked. They killed all the yeasts. So look at number two. Mikamak and Beniden Didan... Nira the Asher Shal Inyan Bracha, Vachain La Inyan Nasachim, regarding Bracha and Nasachim, time of the Yayan Megita Kashabidiyabit, the reason why you're allowed to use freshly pressed wine for Nasachim and you make a bar bigafin, who rakmaneshu roi li a shekhar, because it's roi to be meshaker. Shekhar no here doesn't mean beer. It means it's roi to be shekhar, something that can make you shikar, make you I guess happy. Shemesameach u'mishaker. It makes you happy and it's mishaker you. Ukumai shekasev harashbam b'bav basra tzadizayin amabez lenin yayin koises. Yayin koises is wine that's spoiled. Lenesachem, the time of the pasul, the reason why yayin koises is pasul is because loy havi shechar, because it doesn't make, it's not shechar, it can't make you happy. Veloy roi li yashechar, it's also not, it'll never become shechar. It's not like yayin megitoy, the soifim mili yashechar, freshly pressed wine at least in the end will turn into shechar, but yayin kaisis will never turn into shechar. Now, so he says like this, v'avagav shahasim hu rakalini nesachim, there is talking about nesachim, diksiv nesach shechar, it says it has to be something that can turn into shechar. Mikam makam yivur lahalon shagam linyan bracha yitachin, it'll say that also lagabi bracha berpiagafin, hu rakmanesh roi li yashechar, it's only because it's roi to become shechar. Oh. Now he says, but grape juice which has been cooked, a mefusta, or it's been pasteurized, after the sula chazi litzais, it can't ferment anymore. V'liyas mamish yayin. So if so, you shouldn't make a bayar pi hagafen, right? Because it's not roi to become wine. The whole reason we're saying over here that why the grape juice will be you make a bayar pi hagafen is because roi to become wine, but it's not. Mikamakim kiven demiyad kishen ischad. Being that he says a svar. Immediately after you pressed it, kvar chal olav shem yayin lenin kiddush, at that point, it was chal on it Hashem wine, legabi kiddush, ubracha, The gam kasher b'diavad fill in nesachim. And at that point, before you did anything to it, it was kasher for nesachim. L'chein shaper nisha b'birchas bari p'riyagaf and shay olav mikadim. It remains with that halacha, even if you change it by cooking it. It doesn't lose that halacha that is bari p'riyagaf. Kivin shigam achshav hu tayv l'shtiyah. It didn't become bad for drinking. That's what he says. Right. So as far as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's mechadish over here, that the reason why you should make a bari p'riyagafen on grape juice and be able to use it for kiddush and for dal kaisis and so on and so forth, is because it was at one point roy to become wine before you pasteurized it, and at that point it was halacha was you can make a bari p'riyagafen and you can use it for kiddush. So even though you've pasteurized it and essentially ruined it, you haven't ruined its taste, so it remains with its halacha. That's the svara he has why you make a bari p'riyagafen on wine, which is interesting.
So if you take away the taste, then.
If it would actually change the taste.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that maybe would change
that.
That would become like ankylosis.
Yeah.
Right, you ruined it.
But the light grape juice, the 1/3 sugar, that would be changed.
But they just add stuff to it, right?
They take away.
Is that what it is?
I mean, it's watered down.
Oh, it's watered, right. That's probably his main child he's talking about over here. I think it's probably been reduced to concentrate and just reconstituted. That's probably what it is. I don't remember what he comes out with that. Gemara later. It's different. We didn't learn the Gemara yet. I explain to you afterwards. There's a different Akuda there. So what's interesting over here? So first of all, you should know there is a brand of grape juice. You can't find it over here in Silver Spring, but they do sell it, I believe, in Lakewood and Eretz Yisrael. It's called Must, MUST. That's actually the word to describe freshly pressed grapes, and that's what it is. They don't cook it, so you have to freeze it, and you have to defrost it before you use it, because if you leave it, it's going to start fermenting. So some people they have a heater to use that if they want to use grape juice for dal kaisis and things like that. They buy this stuff, or you could try to do it at home, but I don't suggest it, because that's probably ayin kaisis, if you try it at home. Anyway, so. This is his explanation. Now, one of the kashas, there's a number of kashas on this, but one of the kashas is from a big discussion that the Rishonim had. They had their own form of grape juice, the very strange way they did it. It was called harofi. So I just brought one of the chuvas that they speak about. This chuvas Knesset Gedolah number 3. Al Sharisi L'Rav Zal B'Beis Yosef Arachayim Simrish Beis Mekudash and Aleph Kasa B'Kasiba Arachas Chaim Al Harofi Mavarach of Shahakal. What do you make on this harofi? You make a shahakal. Upashitu. V'inin harofi. What is this harofi business? Hu shadarchin ha'anavim. They press the grapes. Ba'achad richasan. And after they pressed, mesimim v'tiroish. They put in the must, the freshly pressed mixture. Afar lavan yadua. Some white form of chalk or something. Sha'achas for an hour or yoyser mat or a little more. Kedei sheyitzel hayayin hayyitzer mehem mehera. So that you should clear the wine that has been that comes out of the grapes quickly. V'yam sikusa and should stay sweet. And then they heat it up under the shear of Yatzal Adizbay, which we would call pasteurization. And he says that what's the bracha shahakal? Right? So this seems like a bona fide case of grape juice. Right? It's a different process, but basically the same idea. In Cain, he says, this offer is gairim, it shouldn't turn into wine. Al yama bim sikus, it should stay sweet. The bracha is shahakal. That's the bracha they make. You can't make kiddush on it. It's generally partial. So these Rishonim, it's a chuvas haran. Also other chuvas that they say that when you do this to wine and cause it not to turn into wine and remain grape juice, you taka can't make a bari p'riyagafen. Shahakal, you can't make kiddush, etc. So this is the other side of the argument, and the people that are machmer and that for that reason only use wine for kiddush and for grape juice and for other things are being machmer for this reason, I think the majority of Paiskim hold that grape juice is okay, but this is the reason to this is the svar l'hachmer for this reason. So that's one part of the
circle. Could it be, is it acceptable to say that Shlomo Zalman knew that that's what we did, so we just come out with the svar
to clearly that's what's going on there. Yeah, that's not even the sugya. He's dealing with Meshulchzer. He's dealing with reconstituted. This is like he's just saying, since I know that's the halacha by regular grape juice, so he wants to know, can you apply that to reconstitute it? But, like, yeah.
No, I'm saying
he's just coming to say, like, that's a double pasha.
To explain regular grape juice.
Yeah. That he's taking that on like a double pasha. That's correct.
Maybe he wouldn't have come up with this had this not been the minhag.
Correct.
Right.
100%. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're right. Okay. So that's the story with the grape juice. Now, another interesting thing about this Gemara, fascinating thing, the Gemara says, since it's Sayyid, you should bench. You should say Shalosh Brachos, right? So the Gemara says, no, you're not Kaveh Suda. So the Rishonim deduce from this, this is Rabbeinu Yoina, other Rishonim, they deduce from this, that it's true, you're not Kaveh Suda, but the halacha always is that on something which technically you could bench on, the only problem is you're not Kaveh Suda, if you bench by mistake, you're Yaitzeh, right? Whereas, for example, if someone eats oatmeal, or someone eats macaroni, and he benches, he is not Yaitzeh. Not all, you have to say al mechia. After your whole benching, you have to say al mechia. But over here, being that you could bench on wine, it's just that it is, it's not kaveh suda on it, so that's why it's not proper to bench on it, so the benching is the correct bracha. So they prove from here that benching b'diavad works, and it's the Shulchan Aruch, that's number four, you can read it, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch of Paskins, right? That if you bench b'diavad on wine, you're yaitza. Now, it's very funny, because the Gemara later on Daf Memdal Amud Aleph, the Gemara, there's a sugi over there about there's a machlek tanoim whether you should make benching three brachas full benching on all the shivas aminim. And the reason for this machlek is because the pasuk that we learn benching from is v'chaltam sevatei v'rachta shem alekecha, right? That's the pasuk parshas Eket. And the order of the psukim is as follows: the pasuk says the shivas aminim eretz says eretz chitus aragef from tainu rima and eretz zeishem and advash. Then that's one pasuk. It says Shivas Aminim. Then it says Eretz Asher Harabaneh Barzel Asher Chaytziv, etc. Then another pasuk says Eretz Asher Loiv Miskenus Plechabol Lacham. Another it's a land Eretz Yisrael that you won't be poor and you'll have plenty of bread. And then it says V'chaltav Svatu V'rachtas Hashem Lekachem. So the Mechalik Tanoim is what is the pasuk going back on? It says you should bench. The pasuk immediately before talks about lechem, bread. The pasuk Tupsukim before talks about all Shivas Aminim. So Rabbi Gamliel holds the pasuk of benching is going back on everything, Shivas Aminim as well. So he says you bench on everything, Shalosh Brachos. The other Chachamim, which is where we hold, they say no, it's only going back on Lechem, it's not going back on the previous pasuk, it's at a different Eretz in the middle, so it's only going back on Lechem, you only bench on Lechem, Shivas Aminim you make Al Mechil, or Al Peres, right? Now, the Rishayim, the Zemachalik Rishayim, is Al Peres and Al Mechil, is it Dairaisa? Now, how could they say it's deraisa? If we're saying that v'chalta v'savata v'rachta is not going back on Shivas Aminim, it's only going back on bread, then how could it be deraisa? So they explain. They say, no, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that being that there's something in the middle, it's coming to show you that it shouldn't be the same bracha. They're different. There should be one bracha for bread, and there should be another bracha for Shivas Aminim. That's what the pasuk is coming to show you by putting another pasuk in the middle of Eretz Asher Harabaneh Barzel is coming to show you that Shivas Aminim requires one type of benching, and bread requires a different type of benching. That's what the Chachamim hold, and that's the way we hold. The Rashba holds the Raisa in Shulchan Aruch. It's a suffix if it's the Raisa or not, but in any case, that's what the Rishonim say. So it comes out with the Rashba that the pasuk specifically told you don't bench on grapes or wine. By that matter, it's the same thing. So the pasuk specifically told you not to bench on wine. It said bench on bread, and there's a different bracha for Shivas Aminim, one of them being grape. That's al peres or al hagafen. So how could the Gemara have a half of mean? How can we say you should bench on wine? If we have a mafurish pasuk saying you don't bench on wine, you bench on bread, and wine you don't bench on. Right, so it's a very, very strange half of mean of the Gemara. There's a number of achrayim that ask this kasha. Some achrayim in the back, some tshuva svarim that ask it. Basically, leib tzarachim. Right, that the whole. This is not a new question whether benching on Shivas Aminim. It's something which is discussed later on. It's a machloek tanaim. We hold like the tanaim say that you don't bench on Shivas Aminim because the pasuk specifically said not to. The pasuk is coming to show you that you don't bench. It's only bread, not on the other one. So either you don't bench at all on the other ones, Minat Taira, and the whole Baron of Al Michya and Al Peres is Rabbanon, or is Deraisa, and the pasuk was goofy coming to show you, is trying to show you that you should make a different bracha. But how could the Gemara ask that you should make Shalosh Brachos? Big deal that it's Sayyid, that the Pasuk knew that too, and still said that you should make a main Shalosh. That's a Shre Ahara on this Gemara. The last interesting Nekuda over here in this Gemara is that the Gemara differentiated between Purta and Tuva, right? The Gemara said if you drink a little wine, it fills you up. If you drink a lot, it makes you hungry again, right? So this is Bir Alacha, which was number 5 over here. So here's a very interesting thing. He says, L'chayrit should make an afkamina l'halacha. First is it does make an afkamina l'halacha. Because Erev Pesach, Taka, you're allowed to drink a lot of wine, but you're not allowed to drink a little wine. Same thing like Rava did. In other words, you're allowed to drink a lot of wine in order to make yourself hungry, but you can't drink a little wine because they'll fill you up. Just as an aside, side point, this Gemara is anyway a little strange. A Rav was drinking a lot of wine. Why? She ate a lot of matzah. Is any to eat a lot of matzah? It's two kazesim. One for mighty matzah and one for happy kindness. What did he have to eat a lot of matzah for? What was the Indian to eat a lot of matzah? You get to the mitzvah and that's the end. Well, the guy says it's Rosh Hashanah the whole 7 days of Pesach, nothing special the first night. Why was he drinking so much wine? What did he need to eat so much matzah for? What? To eat more matzah as a hitter mitzvah? So I thought maybe that's what it means. He wanted to eat it with more of an appetite. But it doesn't say that. It says, Ke'echa denechel matzah tfei. Eat more matzah. Maybe you could dray that somehow that it means to eat matzah more. Like to eat matzah with more appetite. Usually it wouldn't mean that. The Maral proves from this Gemara that the first night of Pesach, even though you're yoytze with the gezayis, but whatever more you eat goes into the mitzvah. Proves from this Gemara. He says, Be'erev teichlu matzah is a different type of mitzvah. It's you're yoytze with the gezayis, but you eat 10 kezayisim, then you're yoytze with 10 kezayisim. So that's why. What? No, the Gaon is all 7 days. The Gaon is all 7 days. The Gaon doesn't talk about the first night. If anything, all 7 days is a mitzvah, or just mitzvah, whatever exactly that is. So middleway mitzvah to eat. But the first night is an exception. The first night, Be'erev teichlu matzah doesn't, not limited to one kazayis. Okay, that's an aside. But in any case, he differentiates between a little and a lot. A little makes you hungry, a little fills you up and a lot makes you hungry. So the Bi'ur Halacha says, if so, this that the Rishonim said, that if you bench on wine, you're yaitza. Why yaitza? Because wine is sayid. Right? So wine is like bread, it fills you up. He says, only a little fills you up. What happens if you drink a lot? They should have said that this halacha, that if you bench by mistake on wine, you're yaitza, is only if you drank a little. But if you drank a lot, then you're hungry. Then you can't bench on it. So that's his kasha, sarachin. He says maybe, and this is interesting, it's sort of the same, like Rosh Hashanah Zalman type as far as, just not on. He says, maybe since when you drank a little, before you drank a lot, you drank one cup, that was a little. You were hungry. I'm sorry, you were full. At that point, you were full, right? You drank a little, you were full. And at that point, you could have benched. So even though you drank more, and you became hungry, but you didn't change the halacha that the benching would work. This is his answer.
I think if you eat bread, you wait 70 minutes.
So then you can't bench, right?
And you're, no, 70 minutes.
Oh, 70.
And now you're hungry. You're
saying that's what this is? Well, if you wait 72, then you are.
So
but how about this? Let me ask a different question. How about if you eat bread and you throw up? A very common Purim shiloh. Right? Do you bench? Should you bench? I think you can.
You can't, because
throwing up, you can't bench anyways. You're at the point where you can't bench.
Well, then you recover. Whatever. Yeah. I'll give you a shot or something. Yeah.
You get sick somehow, and now you're hungry again.
That's right. You can't bench. Right? So it's interesting, he's saying, since you were chai, you stay chai. It's not really true. So, anyway, that's the Bi'ur Halacha. Very good.
So why can't you just say that since